Let me talk about some resources to help you. I'm going to highlight a couple that are important. So the first is Learning Support Services, and I've put the link to their website there. They run the Writing Center and the Tutoring Center. So these are two centers where you can go and get help with trouble writing papers. They won't do proofreading for you, but they will look at a paper and sort of help you think about how to improve it. The Tutoring Center, certain classes have specific tutors, but you can go there and ask for help with general study skills things too. And then ACCESS, which is short for the Office for Accessible Campus Community and Equitable Student Support. This is the office that will provide accommodations for students. So these accommodations can be things like a note taker in a class. It could be helping making sure that your materials are accessible if you have a hearing impairment or vision impairment. It can also be helping you accommodations for things like test anxiety. One of the common accommodations is if someone has test anxiety, they can receive extra time on an exam. ACCESS works with your professor to make sure the accommodations are known and that they are met. In addition, they can help you work on other things that might cause struggles in your learning. So this is things like help with time management and study skills. So you can go to ACCESS, get an assessment. This can all be done online too. And then they can help you identify it. I would say a couple of things about ACCESS here. One is that for students who have had an IEP in high school, you can work with ACCESS on seeing if that needs to be an accommodation that's made available to you in college. The other thing is that when you are put into a new environment and are asked to do different kinds of learning, it may be that you feel sort of new struggles emerge, right? So that maybe you've never experienced test anxiety, but something's happening because of the nature of that math course or the newness of the environment or something like that. And it may be that sort of new conditions present themselves. And so even if you haven't had an accommodation before, I would encourage you to think about if you need something, if it just feels like you're working really hard and it's just not leading to success, that it may be that there's something going on and you need to go to ACCESS to receive those accommodations, and that there's no judgment in having an accommodation made, that these are all reasonable accommodations and are meant to help students succeed. So don't hesitate to go and talk to them.